Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Good morning, everyone. Something funny has already happened, but I don't know.
It had speed, but it had control. It was a terrific dance. Well done, both of you.
Did you spit on the Enco?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh.
What just happened then?
I don't know.
Andy.
That was Dancing with the Stars, but I don't know who played it.
Did you spit on the Enco?
It wasn't me. That's not loaded into my system. That's Danny.
It's probably
Danny
me.
Did that.
It's probably me.
Well,
loading.
I was originally laughing because Danny and I wanted you to finish the potato bug story, and now I'm laughing because nobody knows who fired off that quote.
It's a great start.
It's a good
a
start.
Great day. All right, let's try to get it back on track because so far nothing we've done worked. Andrew, I want to say this because, you know, yesterday, along with saving lives, because you put a good word out with the colonoscopy, I was proud of you yesterday. You impressed me because you did not only a great thing for men and women, showing the importance of that. You showed up with colon jokes. Mm. You handled yourself so brilliantly and opened yourself up and allowed us to. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. That was I didn't mean.
You can't help yourself, can you?
I really swear I didn't mean to do that. I just really, not only as a broadcaster, but as a person and a man, you impressed me and I was proud of you.
Well, thank you, brother.
And you know how I know that's true? He even said it behind your back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think that pretty much any gastroenterologist really appreciates people who show up with a handful of
colon jokes.
They see that coming. But I was pretty heartened by some of the messages that I got after that. Let's see, Laura Smith saying, saving lives, Andy. Great job advertising and awareness. Colon cancer is preventable if detected early. Take it from a hospice nurse. Get your colonoscopy. Do it today. Tina Gilbertson said, and this is the biggest one that I got yesterday, because of you, I finally made my appointment today.
Oh, great.
And that's the thing. It's just, you saw it. It wasn't that big of a deal. It was going in and out. I mean, that stuff, those people know what they're doing. It's really pretty easy. The only awful part's the day before, and it's a day. And you know that you're not going to die from that. And it's just so important.
What's the preamble? We are Mark in the Morning. Our phone number in here is 888-696-1003. The lovely, cheery, and talented Jackie is in there answering your phones.
Oh, now I'm talented?
I just was waiting for the response. I didn't quite know what it would be. Jackie,
cheery was the one I had a problem with.
Jackie, what kind of mood are you in today?
I'm actually in a really good mood.
Why? What happened? Did you bump boots?
Wow.
Oh, that's right. Her father's listening.
Yeah.
No boots bumping. No nothing.
What did you have for dinner?
Oh, here. Let's just. I can't do it through the intercom.
Jackie, what did you have for dinner?
Well, I'm not proud of this, but I had something called carne asada fries.
Oh, gosh.
Is that like? It's is like, that what it sounds like?
It's like fries with carne asada, guacamole. Sour cream, cheese, and I think beans, too.
Jackie, I just want a list of everywhere you eat.
It wasn't my idea, man. I had a salad, and I was like, okay, I'm good for the night.
Where's that from?
That sounds delicious.
Where was it?
You guys wouldn't know. It's from my hood. It's called Alberto's, and they are delicious. You have to Google them. They're really, really good. Mm. The nachos are good. The California burrito, which is a burrito with fries and all that stuff in it.
What?
With carne asada. It's deadly, but it's really, really good.
Get in my belly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm willing to bet that your visit to the bathroom was atomic.
I haven't had one yet, so there you go.
Oh, no.
Well, as Danny would say, you need to go make.
That's why I'm drinking coffee right now.
Dr. Danny.
David Crosby realizes that he probably made a mistake last year when he called Neil Young's girlfriend, actress Daryl Hannah, quote, a purely poisonous predator.
Uh-oh.
He was feeling that she might be taking advantage of his friend.
The truth of it is, man, I was completely out of line. Really,
I'm the one that wound up in a Texas prison, not Daryl Hannah. So I don't really have any place to stand on where I can, like, criticize other people, her or anybody else. I've been a massive screw-up in my life, and I apologize to her because, you know, I really have no place to stand to rag on other people, unless it's politicians. Now, politicians are sort of a form of pond scum.
And there he goes again.
Man. Come on. David Crosby, if he's a moral compass, he's standing in a magnet factory. This guy, how many times has he been arrested for how many different weapons and drug charges? And right. He's going to come out and call her dangerous to someone?
But what is interesting about this is I still want to know what he was referring to. Because he didn't say, I made it up or that was a crazy thing I said. It was, well, who am I to judge her? But what are you judging her for? What did she do?
Yeah, nothing. She just became Neil Young's girlfriend. That's all.
And then Gina thinks there's more to it.
I don't know.
You always take David Crosby's side.
Let's go to Barbara. She's calling from Lake Balboa. Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Really good. How are you?
Good. Not only am I a morning show convert, but I am Andy's butt buddy.
Oh, nice. Are you about to get a colonoscopy?
Yeah, Dr. Fisher's doing my colonoscopy tomorrow.
Ooh. He's a good one. That's awesome. And I guess I don't need to hit the dump button on that one then. He's great. Is this your first time?
Yep, first one. So do you have any advice for a colonoscopy virgin?
I'll tell you, word pictures we're drawing today. I've got to say this. That man saved my life. I firmly believe it. I went to him. He knows what he's doing. And I think that he saved my life. If I wouldn't have gone to him 6 years ago and gotten a colonoscopy, even though, you know, most other people would have blown it off, then I wouldn't be standing here today. And
so I think what Andy's saying is no matter how uncomfortable it is, it beats the alternative.
Well, you get it tomorrow, Barbara?
Yeah, tomorrow. So okay. I'm pooping today.
Yeah, the worst part of it is going to be from 4 o'clock this afternoon on. And
exactly.
Can I give you one little tip? Don't have any quinoa this morning.
Yeah.
Barbara, I seriously will give you a tip that somebody gave me, and I felt like it saved my life. Because you're going to start drinking that liquid at 4, and because you're going to go to the toilet maybe 50 times, toilet paper is a little harsh. Using it as much as you're going to, let me please urge you to go get baby wipes.
Uh-huh. But don't flush them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got those for my husband. He had his a week ago, so we're stocked up.
One other piece of advice to make the drinking of that crap easier. You know, have your 8-ounce cups of it and do it. Also, have something that you really like to drink. You know, like some lemonade or something over on the side. And after you choke that down, immediately have a swig of that, and it will be off your palate, and you'll be able to live for 10 more minutes until it's time to repeat.
That's a good idea. I need a chaser.
Yeah.
So this is a good point in that women do, you know, for some reason we always think colonoscopy, men. Women need it as well. And how old are you, Barbara?
I'm 50.
50.
Mark, the woman's about to go through enough. Please don't insult her.
Well, I just wanted to say credit to her because with you being 50, life is for the most part over. You've got maybe a couple of years.
I tried, Barbara.
That's all right, Mark, because I'm totally hot. So the rest of my life's going to be great.
All right, wait a minute. You can't say that and not send us a picture because we've got Mark's Meat Market up on markinthemorning.com. If you say you're hot, prove it and send a picture.
Okay, I'll send a picture from the last competition I did in bodybuilding.
Ooh.
Nice. Not from the colonoscopy.
Wait, bodybuilding. Here I am smarting off, and she could kick my ass.
Yeah, she could break you in two.
Well, Barbara, listen, you're doing a good thing. Best of luck. Enjoy the toilet, because you're going to be buddies with it today. But call us back and let us know how it goes and if everything looked okay up there.
Sure.
Right. Talk to you soon, Barbara.
Good for you, Barbara.
I will. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
Mark, good morning. I just heard the Mark in the Morning podcast, and I have two thoughts about it. One, never in my life did I think that I would hear someone on the radio who was high on propofol and about to get a colonoscopy. Two, I never imagined that I would have to pull my car over because I was laughing so uncontrollably. It is one of the funniest things I have ever heard in my entire life. Katie, have him do the preamble.
What's the preamble? We the people, in order for a poor, perfect union.
All righty.
Hey, Andy, how bummed are you that that's going to make every best of we ever do?
Oh, look, look.
I'm so grateful I didn't say something that was horribly incriminating or, yeah.
What's a preamble?
I couldn't spell my initials.
When we put a capsule together of Mark in the Morning, we're all dead and gone, and they bury the capsule. That is going to be in the Mark in the Morning capsule, and that's just it.
And do you know how confusing that's going to be when they find it? Well, they had two people that talk perfectly fine, and one guy that just really couldn't put a sentence together.
Slower.
I'm playing Freebird for a reason. California woman is pissed with her neighbor's parrot and its constant cussing. Jessica Baca says she hears the bird making all sorts of sounds all day long, but it is his constant use of one particular word that she finds offensive. She claims the parrot, whose name is Rula, keeps squawking the Spanish word for whore.
Oh my God.
Baca is especially upset about it because her grandkids hear him saying it and then they repeat it.
They parrot the parrot.
Yeah.
You know what, Mark? I really already regret saying this because it's not that funny at all. Mm. But I have a parrot joke.
Oh, good.
Oh, that has to be an itty bitty theater.
Is it a story?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it. I commented on it on Facebook. That has to be an itty bitty theater.
Okay, we have the next itty bitty theater.
I speak fluent parrot.
Do you have your parrot voice ready?
Absolutely. It sounds alarmingly like Paul Harvey.
All
it's
right,
going
to
be great.
I guess what I was trying to say was Andy and I have an itty-bitty theater ready to go at some point this
Perfect.
Week.
Perfect.
But you buried the lead. Her name is Rula, like Rula Linska from the VO5 commercials in the 1970s.
What?
You don't remember those? Oh, of course you don't.
Linda did something that I found quietly brilliant. Red basically lives in my studio, my office. Yeah, he. This is where he stays. And so every day we have to vacuum because dog hair, it gets everywhere and you want to clean it. So what happens is after vacuuming several weeks, mostly what's in that vacuum cleaner is dog hair. And so as I'm vacuuming, it blows the air out and it makes the room smell like dog.
Oh.
Mm.
Check this out. Skeeter takes a dryer towel, what do you call that?
Dryer sheet, a softener sheet.
And put it in the vacuum cleaner bag. Wow. And now when you vacuum, it makes the room smell great.
She's a regular Heloise.
Check her out.
That is awesome. That is a very Martha Stewart thing she came up with.
Yeah. It really is.
Well, you have one of those central vacs, right?
Yes.
So it comes, you put it into the wall and then you vacuum with that? Or do you have a special vac just for the dog hair?
That special vac, I only use it to vacuum up Red's hair.
Whatever happened to the Dustbuster? Do you have one of those?
They stopped kind of working.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's just not as, it's fine on small
Once
messes.
Once they came out with Dysons, I'll never have anything else. Dysons are great. They suck it up and then you can take it and empty the thing easily. You put it back in and then you can pick up another tank full of this crap off the same carpet. It's amazing.
You guys, this is some hot vacuum talk.
And enough of it. Here now, we got to do business. Andy's capsule is just around the corner. We'll reveal all. This is Mark in the Morning.
Now, that brain that you gave me, was it Hans Delbrück's? No. Ah, good. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Well, do you know what a sapiosexual is?
Hmm.
No.
Sapiosexual.
It is a person who is sexually attracted to somebody's mind. Basically, oh. If you are a sapiosexual, you're somebody's intelligence turns you on more than looks.
Ooh, I like that. So the woman that basically stole Stephen Hawking away from his wife was probably a sapiosexual.
Mm. Certainly seems that would be the case, yes.
Got it.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Miss Grant.
Over 5,000 people were saved at the beach over Labor Day weekend due to strong rip currents. Pop singer Bruno Mars has reportedly been offered the upcoming Super Bowl's halftime show. And here's what's trending in sports. Serena Williams has defeated Big Sister Venus in the U.S. Open quarterfinals. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, the top five names of women who cheat. Did your name make the list? But first, thank you. Trying to tease, Andy.
That's good. I feel like a bunch of the 5 o'clock news.
What's in your fridge will kill you, film at 11. This is Led Zeppelin, and this is Mark in the Morning.
The name game. Shirley.
Well, Gleeden.com is a site that matches people who are married with others looking for secret extramarital flings. They have crunched the numbers. The following are the top five names of women. If your girlfriend or wife has this name, there is a higher percentage that she is going to or has already cheated on you.
Oh, or is no. currently.
First up, number five. Rebecca.
Excellent.
Wait a second. Wait, the one I forgot to name on the list.
Fantastic. Oh,
no. Danny, I'm not making this up. It's on the list. Go ahead.
I think we might. Yeah.
Do we have someone on the phone named Rebecca?
We do.
Want to ask if she's a big cheater?
Oh, let's do that. Rebecca's calling from, get this, San Antonio, Texas. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Really, really good. How's Texas?
Texas is beautiful.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever cheated on your husband?
Never. I had the opportunity, but I didn't take it.
Are you thinking about doing it?
No.
According to the numbers, you are future cheater.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
I love how she just accepts her fate. Like,
all right, then.
How long have you been married?
I've been married. I got married 7/7/07.
Oh, neat.
July 7th.
Yeah, and so you, 7 years.
Any kids?
No kids.
How old are you?
I am 40.
40 and no kids. There's something wrong with your lady bits?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. No, we just decided not to have children.
Good for you,
yeah,
Rebecca.
I honestly wish I hadn't. I regret it every day. And here's the thing. They never stop calling. I really would like to be left alone, but they don't. They call. They want things. I can always tell, especially with Amy, when she starts out the phone conversation with Daddy, then I know. Something's coming.
She wants something. They will stop calling one day. Cats in the cradle in the silver spoon.
All right, Rebecca, stay with us as we go through this list. Number four, these, by the way, if you just joined us, these are the top five names of women who are or are going to cheat on you. Number five, Rebecca. We got a cheating woman right here on the phone, Rebecca Cheater. Number four, Olivia.
Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Amy.
Amy. Wow, you have an Amy.
Yes, I do.
You can't trust an Amy.
Rebecca, just out of curiosity, if you know any, if you have any friends with any of these names, let us know, okay? Do you know any Olivias or Amys?
I knew an Olivia in high school and she was a slut.
There you go.
That's very funny. Number two, cheating whore, Jessica. Number one.
Uh-oh.
The number one name for a girl who's cheating on you.
Don't be Gina.
Megan.
Ooh.
Megan.
Yeah. Megan's your cheater.
So,
Rebecca, we're going to have to get gone. Now, you live in Texas. Why do you listen to this? I mean, there's a lot of radio stations where you are, right?
Right.
So why do you listen to this?
I found your podcast, Mark and Linda.
Oh, sure.
And then I just got hooked, and I started listening to this station, too.
Awesome.
Well, see, if she listens to Mark and Linda, because the Mark and Linda podcast is a vile, nasty, cussing filled. We talk about sex. Yeah. That means that you were. Well, Rebecca, I love you, and I wish I could give you something, but you live in Texas, so I can't.
I'm so excited to have talked to you. Thank you, guys. Love you all.
Love you, Rebecca.
Before you go, Big Rebecca, what kind of rack you got swinging off at?
Oh, no.
It's nice.
Well, I need the numbers.
36D.
Jesus. A family of 10 could live in that. Rebecca, listen. Thank you so much.
We've got a website, you know.
Just because we're not sending her anything doesn't mean she can't send us anything.
Oh, that's right. Rebecca, listen.
Yes,
take a picture. We need a picture of you. We're going to put it up on Mark's Meat Market on markinthemorning.com. Will you send a picture?
Will do.
You have to email danny@thesoundla.com.
Thank you, Gina. I love you.
Thank you, Rebecca. I love you, too.
All right. Wow. The other night, I saw Swaggy P.
Oh.
Hey, Swaggy. It's me, Skid Marky Mark. I saw you in the audience at the Billboard Awards sitting there with Iggy. And I realized that you have not yet visited me in the studio. Allow me, Swaggy, to refresh you of your own words. Listen, man, I know that you're on the road with the Lakers. I so appreciate you finding a way to give us a call, and I will hound you until you walk in this building, okay?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'll be in there, man. Don't trip. You know, Swaggy's gonna be in there.
Are you tripping now?
This is Mark tripping.
I am so tripping.
Don't. He said don't.
He said don't. He distinctly said don't trip.
And I am
here
tripping.
Here you are, tripping all over the place.
Wow. Swaggy, how are we to be bloods if we ate...
What? No. No. Careful which words you pick, too.
Andy, let's see where this goes.
This is Los Angeles.
Let's have this play out.
Choose your words carefully, my friend.
Bloods.
How are we to be bloods?
Don't.
If we ain't up in the hood as bros having a 1-1 love.
I feel like I need to give him a lesson.
Mikey, go ahead and grab that for my ringtone.
Yeah.
You need to come see me here at my hizzle.
Oh.
Up in here, up in here. We can chill
out
with some scissor and Mad Beezy. And we will get blunted. Don't make me go all 7:30.
Yeah.
You have idea what you're talking about.
Mark, what's Mad Beezy?
What's scissor?
I'd like to finish the comedy, please, and then I'll take questions.
Wow.
Don't make me go all 7:30. Let's you and me get stunting. And once you and I are chill, I'll pull out a big face and take you to the flickety flack in my hoopty cad. Skid Marky Mark out.
Do you want to meet him or date him?
You are so white.
What happened?
What was that?
Yo, I went to a slang dictionary yesterday. I spent 2 hours looking up words that would mean whatever it is. Mad Beezy is women. Hot babes.
Mm. Uh-huh. Do you know what scissorp is?
I know that it's a really like cough syrup and purple drink or something.
Pretty much. Like cough syrup and a little Mountain Dew to
sipping on some scissor.
Yeah. Danny, was it scissor?
I heard scissors. I was like, what?
That's something completely different.
Oh, my bad.
Scissorp.
Oh, man. All right, that was great.
We'll send this off to Swaggy, and I can guarantee he'll be in here.
Yeah. He will crack up at that.
You know, I'm certain that people tune into this program for their street smarts. What a public service
you
provided today.
And he dropped beats.
Well, I did see him in Iggy. He is a really nice-looking guy, and you can tell by the way that he carries himself on that phone call. He's a genuinely friendly, nice guy.
Yeah.
And I do think he really enjoyed, because he went to USC, so he really enjoyed Mark and Brian. And when he left that message welcoming me back to the hood, I was immediately entertained by him.
He really enjoyed Mark and Brian. I believe that.
It's time for these 2 feet to go leaping into Andrew's Classic Rock Time Capsule, brought to you by Bristol Farms, keeping it local since 1982.
Okay, there.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Got lulled into a sense of
we practiced
false security.
That too.
Yeah.
Let's open the sucker up, Andy's classic rock time capsule for Wednesday. It's September the 9th, 2015, 9/9/15. Here's your quiz, kids. On this day in 1968, the Beatles record this here song.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
Inspired Killings with it. We can't put that on them, though, can we? Whom of the following does not cover that song? Who does not cover that song? Aerosmith, Pat Benatar, Pat Boone, U2, or Bon Jovi?
I know who I want it to be.
Yeah, me too. The answer's coming soon. Think on it. Now, meanwhile, we're going to debunk a popular myth. This is the day in 1956 that Elvis Presley appears on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time, filmed from the waist up so people can't see him gyrating, right? No.
Mm.
That is a lie.
What?
Elvis is here in Los Angeles doing the movie Love Me Tender. And so he does that song. He sings the title song, and he also sings this one.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
And he does those, yes, filmed from the waist up. But later, he does another set of Ready Teddy and Hound Dog, and 83% of the American viewing public see all 6 foot of the future king doing his thing. So that is a falsehood. I'm glad we could put that to rest today. Did you know that Rush only has one top 40 single?
Wow.
This day in 1982, they put out the album Signals. The hit song from it is this. Man, yeah, isn't that hard to believe? In all their 40-plus years of music making, Rush only has one chart hit.
Wow.
Today in 1992, the 9th annual MTV Video Music Awards happen out here at Pauley Pavilion. Van Halen is the big winner with their video for this song.
It's a good video.
It is.
Wordy.
Do the chord with me. Ta-da! You were supposed to do it with me. I distinctly said do it with me.
Oh, I thought it was Marie listening in her car.
God. Backstage, though, here's the fun stuff. Kurt Cobain and Axl Rose almost get into a fist fight. Courtney Love allegedly mouths off at Axl, jokingly asking him to be the godfather of her and Kurt's daughter, Frances Bean. Axl then tells Kurt, keep your lady in line. You keep your lady in line.
Did he pull out a switchblade comb?
I think so. 10 years ago today, Ringo Starr continues to get no respect. Despite thousands of fan letters, Ringo's birthplace is scheduled for demolition by the city of Liverpool because Ringo is only 3/5 of a Beatle? No. Ringo's awesome. It's because the city says it's not a significant site. Ringo only lives there for a few months. So poor, poor Ringo.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Thanks for the reminder. Today in 1968, we're talking about that song, Helter Skelter. Beatles recorded on this date. Whom of the following does not cover it? Aerosmith, Pat Benatar, Pat Boone, U2, or Bon Jovi? The answer, Gina.
I want so badly for Pat Boone to cover this song, but I feel like he doesn't.
What do you think?
I think Pat Boone did, and I unfortunately have heard, I believe, Bon Jovi's version, so I'm going to say it was Pat Benatar who did not.
The person who did not cover it was Pat Boone.
Oh, I'm sad. I didn't want to make that.
You've been down too long in the midnight sea.
I thought he did on his own.
Of me.
We're going to enjoy another 20 seconds of this.
Yeah. Ride the tiger.
Yeah.
You can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you know what I mean? Gotta get away. Holy diver.
This is upsetting.
Isn't it great? Ronnie James Dio spinning in his grave. He did that album in a metal mood, so I can forgive you for thinking that he would have done it, but no, actually he doesn't. Maybe the reason goes a little deeper than chance. You remember the reports that Charles Manson's listening to Helter Skelter when he orders the murders of Sharon Tate and others. Mm-hmm. Well, Sharon Tate once appeared on a TV special with Pat, so maybe there's more to it. Maybe he didn't want to have anything to do with the song. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I know we're going to let Rush play us out on Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule today. Yeah. And I know you are listening to Mark in the Morning.
Now, who else can say this? Joe Walsh was recently butt-dialed by Bruce Springsteen. Isn't that hysterical?
That's awesome. That's
great. I mean, we all get butt-dialed periodically, but wouldn't it be cool to be able to say, Bruce Springsteen butt-dialed me the other day?
The boss won't stop blowing up my phone.
And by the way, one of these days, we've all heard the story that Bruce, when he was on the cover of Time and Newsweek in the same week, he decided that if I'm ever going to get to meet Elvis Presley, now would be the time.
He was in Memphis on tour.
And he jumped the gate and went up.
Yeah.
I've got footage of Bruce actually telling the entire story on stage during a concert.
Awesome.
Nice. And it is so good.
That's awesome.
When we've got the time, I'm going to pull that crap out. Okay, question. What is the greatest album recorded at Abbey Road Studios?
Are you asking me right now?
Yep. The greatest album recorded at Abbey Road.
For me, it is... Boy, that's so tough. I'm going to have to go with Abbey Road. And that's, you know, stepping aside of Dark Side of the Moon and so many other great Beatles albums. But I love Abbey Road.
Anybody else?
No, I'll go with Andy's answer. Because I don't know, besides the Beatles, what else has been recorded there?
Guilty of that, too.
All right, I'm going to give you the runner-up. This album is number two.
Oh, The Zombies.
Comes from Odyssey and Oracle.
It's the time.
Who's saying this?
This is NME Magazine,
New
which
Musical
is British.
Express, right. So they're saying that Odyssey and Oracle is the second best album ever recorded at Abbey Road?
Correct.
Wait, this is not
gonna,
The Zombies?
I'm going to call them on that one.
The top 10 also includes albums by Pink Floyd and a number of contemporary artists, but understandably omits the great 60s bands who were not signed to EMI. So we're still on the question, what is, according to NME Magazine, the greatest album recorded at Abbey Road? I give you a hint. Andy's on the right track. It is Beatles. It is not Abbey Road.
I'm going to guess they say Sgt. Pepper's.
Nope.
We're stumped.
I'm going to give you a little hint.
You want
me
to list all of the Beatles albums until I get it right?
I'm going to give you a little hint. That wasn't enough.
Ooh. Oh, Blackbird?
The White Album.
Yeah.
You concur?
No. No. I love the White Album, but it's two LPs, and pound for pound, the quality of the material on other Beatles albums, in my opinion, is slightly better. It's more consistent than some of the songs on White Album.
What about you, Mark? Do you agree?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay, good.
It's your question.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, I mean, be honest with you.
You just played Odyssey. You played The Zombies and tell me that's the second best album recorded at Abbey Road? Get bent.
Hey, calm down, hippie. NME said that. I didn't say that.
But you said they said that.
I
you become their representative. The moment you say that, that is, you
on
own
you.
It.
Look. I am not like my son Matthew. Matthew is a believer that the Beatles are without question the greatest musical act to ever exist. I don't really concur with that, but I can't really say it honestly because I've never listened to the entire White Album.
Well, that's a shame.
In your 60 years?
Yeah. I never have. Look, I was brought up as a pop radio jock.
So the Buckinghams, so, then. That's right, yeah.
Love the Buck. I mean, that's me. That's who I am. That's what I do.
You'll play me Paul Revere and the Raiders song 40 times in a row, but you won't listen to All Four Sides of the White Album by the Beatles?
I don't have time to be bothered with that crap.
Yeah, okay.
No, look, I gave Matthew had already started his drum career. And I wanted to introduce him to a couple of things. classic pieces of music that I thought he needed to be exposed to, whether or not he, you know, caught it or not. So I went and got Dark Side of the Moon, mm-hmm. Led Zeppelin 4, mm-hmm. the very first Beatles album, mm-hmm. and I think I gave him the first Elvis album, and I gave it to him. You know, I just gave him the CDs. And a couple of days later, I was walking down the hallway and I heard music, Led Zeppelin, coming from his room. And the door was shut. So I just opened the door a little bit. He was sitting on the floor, Led Zeppelin jamming loud, and he was reading the credits.
Wow.
Awesome.
That had to make you happy.
Yeah, it did. It did. And that also began his love of the Beatles, because from there he started to ask for more. And that was I thought, because at that point he already had shown I'm really good at the drums, and I thought that he needed to hear certain kinds of music. The Elvis didn't work for him. Pink Floyd he thought was good, but Led Zeppelin and the Beatles, that really took him.
That's awesome. And you know, it's fun to hear the progression throughout, like the Beatles, to hear, you know, what Ringo Starr did later and later and later, to hear Abbey Road and hear him finally do a drum solo, and there's so much you can learn by listening to that stuff that you don't catch on first listen. But if you're a music head like Matt is, you go back and you can get into the layers of it, or like Christian Hand, where you can break it apart and hear, oh, wow, listen to this bass line. Listen to what he's doing here. I've never heard anybody do that kind of stuff today. You can just lose yourself for hours in that music because it's all so good.
Well, Matt, when they released the Beatles remastered CDs, mm-hmm. do you remember when they did that? Matt went and bought every single one of them, and then he came to my house, and he put them all on my computer so that I walked in, he was in the middle of it, he was so excited that he was doing it for me, and he goes, this is going to be great, you're going to love this. And I just kind of like, thanks, appreciate it.
Hey, since you got it there, why don't you listen to the White Album sometime?
I have it. I got the entire thing right there because Matt put it there. And he would also sneak into my computer and put, you know, your screensaver. He would put images of gorgeous black male models on my computer. And I threatened his life. Stop doing it. And he just did it more.
You think he could come do that on my computer?
This is not my fault. Here's a Donny Osmond frenzy for you. Go away.
What have you done, Andy?
Yes! Get it, Donnie!
Wow. They really were huge, weren't they?
Oh, God.
And they called it puppy love.
And all of these songs recorded at Fame Studios in my hometown.
Yeah. A lot of this, you know, is crap.
It doesn't matter. They were huge.
They were huge.
And then what about some current, well, not current, 10 years ago, Donnie, as an adult?
What?
Oh, this was number one. Soldier of Love.
Number one. Wait, Mark, in the United States?
Mark, why aren't you giving us weather and traffic?
Hey, when are you going to have him in?
You know what? I got it. I'll call it. He's a little freaky.
Because he has a lot to answer for, if you ask me.
And then Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yes.
He wore a diaper.
Yeah, he did.
I think they,
5 years.
Don't they call that they call that a dotie, don't they?
I closed my eyes, drew back the curtain.
You have Andy to thank for this.
To see.
A little Eddie what? Dream will do on the sound.
Wait, how am I to blame for putting a picture in people's heads of Donny Osmond in a diaper? I did not do that.
It's your fault. You brought it up. I simply followed the command.
I did not do that.
We're going to be speaking with a former Scientologist, and later it's Hollywood Gossip, Fact or Crap, and 740 Christian Hand is here to help you dissect the music so you don't have to. This is not my fault. Here's a Donny Osmond frenzy for you. Joining us is Claire. Claire is a former Scientology member. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Claire, thank you. I can speak for Andy and the rest of us and Gina. We saw that documentary on the church, and it was the only way to describe it is absolutely frightening.
Absolutely, and I would say that HBO's documentary is it's really just a 101 in the front door. Look at it. If you get deeper, it only gets darker.
So, Claire, I mean, what I was seeing is somebody who is in the church and in quite literally it seemed like brainwashing. And then when you finally come to your senses, you have to get out. What causes people to become so adamantly in love with the religion of Scientology when you're in it?
In my case, I was born into it. So I was never, it was never my choice to go into it by birth. It was the default setting that I started with. But I will say that very much the orientation is that the world of Scientology is completely insular and cut off from the rest of the world in terms of what's really going on and information. You're not allowed to read anything bad about Scientology. You're not allowed to talk to even other Scientologists about what you're doing in Scientology. It's very restricted in terms of communication and talking to others about it. And that makes it very difficult to really evaluate for yourself what's going on. You're essentially indoctrinated that any critical thoughts are caused only by something you've done wrong. Mm. So therefore, there's something wrong with you if you're having a questioning even being in Scientology.
And Claire, what was it that started to happen that caused the cracks in the dam for you when you started to realize this is crazy?
Well, I worked at their headquarters, which is a 500-acre compound in Hemet, California, for 14 years. Mm. It was extreme security. I had absolutely no contact with the outside world. And there were many points along that road where I knew that I was miserable and wanted to get out. But getting out once you're that deep in is a really difficult. You don't even know where to begin. You have no one to go to. I was in the C organization, which is where you sign a billion-year contract of commitment and you work very long hours. You know, oftentimes I worked 18 to 24 hours a day with very little sleep for $40 a week. So resources were not on my side.
It's a billion
dollars. To put it mildly. What's that?
The billion-year thing. Doesn't anybody hear that and think that, wow, that's ridiculous overkill?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I signed that contract for the first time when I was 8, and you know, it's so ridiculous that you kind of like many things in Scientology, you choose not to question it. As a child, anyway, you know, I learned that if I questioned anything, I was going to get in a lot of trouble very quickly, and I didn't want to risk losing my mom even back then. So I just did my modus operandi became to keep my mouth shut.
So, Claire, we're running short on time, but I want to cover two things. You defected from the church. Number one, did they stalk you? And to this day, you don't speak to your mother and she doesn't speak to you, correct?
That's correct, yes. My husband, Mark Headley, wrote a book about his experiences in the church. It's called Blown for Good, Behind the Iron Curtain of Scientology. And to answer your question, we have had endless harassment. I mean, we could talk about for hours what they've done to myself and my husband and our family. But, you know, the bottom line is that if no one speaks up, then they're going to get away with it. So that's where I chose, you know, the route that I opted for was not fear and allowing them to bully me, but to speak out about my experiences.
Now, you can read Claire's entire story by going to breakingfromscientology.com/about. Claire, again, I think that documentary is going to wind up winning all kinds of awards because it was just this side of terrifying. And so sorry that you had to deal with that and are still dealing with it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And yes, absolutely. The documentary is a very good starting point for anyone who wants to learn more about this dark subject.
Well, thank you. Also, thank you for telling your story. Obviously, it's scary and there may be things to lose, but thank you for doing that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, you can go to breakingfromscientology.com/about. Claire, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Just around the corner, Hollywood gossip. Is it fact? Is it crap? Come back with us. This is Mark in the Morning. Looking to find out what is trending, here's Gina.
Thank you, Mark. The band Survivor is pissed that their song Eye of the Tiger was used at a Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis rally.
She's, I knew you'd like that. She's got that Eye of the Tiger.
That's so good. good. Vanessa Williams will return to the Miss America pageant 3 decades after appearing as a contestant. This time she will be a judge. And here's what's trending in sports. The Dodgers beat the Angels last night 6-4. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christian Hand.
Good morning, everybody.
Christian.
It's good to see you all.
If that is your real name.
It actually is, unfortunately. Okay, Christian Hand is my real name. It's awful. All right, so I just want to, a big announcement. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Black Sabbath is coming. It's on their last tour.
Ooh.
Metal.
It's the Forum on February 11th. That's of next year. You got to get tickets early, and they are on sale this Saturday, September 12th. I'm going to try to get tickets without having to sleep with a roadie. Right.
I saw them last time they were here, and it melted my face off.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, and considering this is the last time that... So what I did was I was like, all right, well, let's maybe do some Sabbath. So I went and I looked at some Sabbath, and I went sort of down a rabbit hole, and I ended up thinking that maybe I should do this one instead. So, Andrew?
And it kind of seems appropriate for the week that football season kicks off.
You know me and my sports, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Tying it all together.
Peas and carrots.
Let's unleash the hounds right here. I mean, come on. Mr. Osborne. All right, so we know the goods. We're all aware of Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. I'm going to dedicate this entire breakdown to a high school friend, Brent Bodie. He and I used to drive around in like his 1970s Trans Am with Crazy Train cranked and just go for pink slips on the Nesconset Highway on Long Island.
Nice.
That's amazing
memories.
Nice.
So let's start with the most important instrument in this entire song. It's pretty good.
Awesome. What is it?
It's called the Vibra Slap.
The Vibra Slap.
As it should be.
It's one of the few times it's ever been used in metal ever. I think it might be the only time.
See, now, I didn't know that I was breaking copyright when I patented...
the Vibra Slap?
The Vibra Slap is something I like to do in my spare time.
Let's start with the drum track. This is played by a certain man, Mr. Lee Kerslake, who... Andrew, what band did he play in prior to playing with Ozzy? You're right. Uriah Heep.
Ah, well done. Uriah Heep.
Got it. So here he is. Toms for days.
Some hit sauce on those toms.
Mm-hmm.
These are actually Thomas's. There's
you're an idiot. Here he comes.
This sounds like something really big's about to happen.
Yeah, it's about to really go. I mean, that's what's majestic about this track. Every single... Interesting, the 16th hi-hat, which is the sound for those of you who are not drummers, therefore not important, it's a very peculiar metal choice.
Now, it's impossible to be playing that at the same time he's playing the other, isn't it?
No!
He's playing a...
Christian's doing it right now.
Come on,
but
son.
To do the fills?
Yeah!
Please.
Dude, really?
Thanks for coming to see me play.
Wow.
Too many crickets. All right, so here we go. I mean, you know where you are in the song. That's the cool part.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so there's your drums. Lee just doing a man's job back there. And now the bass is by a guy named Bob Daisley, who also played in a band. Andrew?
Uriah Heep.
Exactly.
Wow.
He was also in Uriah Heep.
This is the rhythm section for
from
songs
Uriah
like
Heep.
Stealing. And
yeah, exactly.
Nice.
And now they, you know, Ozzy was like, and they were like, yeah, we're in. Let's do it. So they did. So
cool.
Here's the bass. And what I want you to notice about the bass line here is that when we come out of this little bit, when he goes into the rolling bit, he does the actual verse. Listen to how dope the melody on the bass line is that you probably don't hear when the song is actually happening. And then when you hear it in the song, you'll hear the cool little thing he does pop out of the mix every time, and you'll realize and you'll never not hear it again. So here he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
Since when? Just dope. Always in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's such a beautiful bass line.
Yeah. A lot of musicality to it.
And that little fill that you hear will happen around the vocal, so it like frames the vocals completely. We'll let him get to the chorus. Don't bore us.
Looks like one of those things. It sounds like one of those things that you'd have to have a pretty wide.
Yeah, no, he's moving. I mean, have you heard his work in Uriah Heep? Here we go. It's awesome, isn't it? So let's put the bass and drums together because this rhythm section, Andy?
From Uriah Heep.
Exactly. Well done. Here we go. This is the bass and drums together. Bass drum sound for 1980.
It's great.
Solid.
Wow.
Oh,
nice.
So groovy.
This is the best rhythm section named after a Charles Dickens character I've ever heard.
Yeah. So good. So groovy, you know. All right, so when they get to the chorus, it's really cool. Or the pre-chorus version, obviously.
Mental wounds are healing.
You can tell that these guys have played together for a while because
Yeah.
You know, like there's a syncopation that's come from a knowledge of each other's playing.
Yeah, dovetails.
So musical. All right,
like.
So there's the bass
Sweet.
And drums together. So now, of course, if you don't know who Randy Rhoads is, I just prefer that you turn the radio off at this point. You know, I mean,
no,
you do.
Educate the people.
You're right.
Christian.
I'm sorry. Okay, so Randy Rhoads is the guitar player for Ozzy Osbourne. Who's prior to this, he was in a band called Quiet Riot that he quit because they weren't taken off in the States. So he starts playing with Ozzy Osbourne in his 20s, early 1920s.
Yeah, he's very young.
Very young. He's on this record. He's 21 when he's on this, and then he dies in a horrible plane crash where he was strafing the tour buses as a joke.
Yeah, they thought it would be funny to strafe the tour bus and fly past it. He had his I think the hairstylist from the band or something was with them, and it just crashes right into the van.
It was actually crashed into a house.
Oh, was it? I thought it was the bus that actually hit.
It's awful. So, but Randy Rhoads' family lives in the valley here. So I'm going to dedicate this example of just this is a 21 year old dude bringing it. These are not cut and pasted, by the way.
No.
And they're the same.
The tone is just reckless.
Thank you. If you listen to this on the podcast version later, I urge you to put headphones on because I hard panned the two of them so you can hear the different sides and you can hear how they're slightly different, but they're majestic.
That was him playing it once and then playing it again.
A bunch of times, I think.
Note for note, right on top of
it. Even his little wee.
By the way, I have a question for you two aficionados. I could be a little out of my depth here, but never. That beginning of that riff, at the very beginning of the chorus, did I detect a little Van Halen vibe?
Yeah, no, there's the finger tappy taps. Yeah, no, it's Yngwie and all those guys are all starting to get into that, and then, you know, Eddie comes out and just makes it a thing.
Right. Which has its basis in classical music.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff's been done for hundreds of years, but perfected in the early 80s.
So what I did for this is I put the guitars, the bass, and drums together because now you'll be able to hear just how awesome the phrasing of that pukadoom, pukadoom, pukadoom thing is when he goes doodly-doo on the bass. So here it is together just so you can hear this.
Yeah.
And like Randy leaves the space. He holds the note to give the room for it to happen. And that's why this groove is so motored. So good. So if you're gonna, you know, it's just, I could listen to this for hours. Todd's gonna be upset.
Just drive down the road.
Just with that loop. If you do that, you are a champion. You're a warlord.
You'll get to San Diego in 40 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like the days just whipped on by. All right, so let's do the guitar solo.
Okay.
Is that all?
Yeah, well, he had the mission to get 750,000 notes into 32 seconds. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, that's doodly doodly doodly.
Complete. And I did the same thing. Listen to that on headphones, and because there's a couple of, it's like multi-tracked, and you can hear the different variations on either side for the music dorks out there. So that's the guitar solo. Here's Mr. Osborne. And, you know, you can decry Ozzy's vocal stylings as much as you like. The point of fact is the dude is can I say the ASS word on that? No? He's a bad butt?
No, you can say that word.
I can say
he's a badass.
He's a bad butt.
I thought you were going to.
You just
can't build on the word ass.
Okay, all right. So I can leave that.
As long as it's a suffix.
Right. So he is he's a badass when it comes to the vocals. And just listen. I mean, this vocal is so awesome. Listen to this dude. Might have been a little high at that time.
I crazy, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living as foes. Maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate.
Hear him clearing his voice right before each phrase.
Mental wounds not healing. Life's a bitter shame. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
That's him doing the harmony?
I don't know if it's him. I had heard that might be Randy Rhoads. But I'm not sure. I couldn't find any info.
Let's go. I've listened to preachers. I've listened to fools.
So the thing to when you listen to his vocal, when he pushes into these higher notes, it's flawless.
Yeah.
When he goes into mental rule, that whole thing.
One person conditioned to rule and control. The media sells it, and you live the role. Mental wounds still screaming, driving me insane. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Flawless.
Now, how is it he sings angelically that like that and then speaks like this?
I'm very wary of doing charity work. I mean, our pounds have not stopped since this thing.
It wasn't quite as much residual damage at that point. I like the fact he doesn't get those things. So he's multi-tracked, right? So listen to how tight his phrasing with himself is.
They're not just doing a double?
No.
Oh, my God.
Crazy, I just cannot bear. I'm living with something that just isn't fair. Mental wounds not healing. Who and what's to blame? I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Salute, Ozzy.
Almost sounds like a woman's voice doing the
harmony part.
Yeah, just a little sweetening there underneath the...
I definitely wouldn't think that was him.
No.
It definitely sounds like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But his notes are so on point.
They're flawless. And there's no... like what happens when you multi-track vocals and you don't get them exactly right, you get what they call train horning. Mm-hmm. So you'll get like a warble, and all of those are perfect. Like there's no warble at all. So here's something really cool that I found, which is that this is happening the entire time under the vocal. No idea.
What?
Sounds like Satan.
Yeah, it sounds like they played it backwards and then backwards again.
And there's chicks in there.
Yeah.
This is cool. The chorus is great. Or the pre-chorus. And they get the phrasing wrong. So what I did was I put Ozzy's vocal and that together. So this is actually the vocal that's happening on the song.
But that's how it goes.
What?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, it's
millions
crazy.
Of people living as foes. Maybe.
And you have no idea.
It's just
not too late
to add width to it.
Yeah.
To learn how to love and forget how to hate.
So I hard panned it, which means it's in like the left mental speaker and the right speaker, and I don't think that's how it is in the mix. I think it's centered
and underneath it.
Yeah.
I'm going off the rails.
And it's not that loud, obviously.
Who are they?
It's just everybody, I think. Like obviously wives and girlfriends or whatever, you know.
And it wasn't really recorded. There's no record of it at the studio.
And then they all died. All right, so now let's listen. Let's go back and listen to the whole track. And the thing to really focus on is that little bass blop that happens in the in the loop.
So
his little doodly doo is so awesome.
All aboard!
The old vibra slap, Andy.
He knows.
I've done it many times. Can you imagine being the world's best vibra slapper? Have that be. It's awesome. Now I hear it.
And it happens with the vocal and without it. Without it?
Maybe.
Yeah, never would have heard that.
It's not too late.
So good. And as I say, the 16th hi-hat is just what motors you through that whole thing. An interesting note, Andy, that you didn't pick up on is that the entire song is in the full minor scale.
Huh. Is that right?
It is.
I suppose it is.
Yep.
Makes it more metal.
So there you have it.
Wow.
Crazy Train.
I think I speak for everyone when I say I've heard that song no less than 500 times, and now I hear it in a whole new way.
You'll never not hear that.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, so don't forget, Black Sabbath coming to the Forum February 11th of next year. I will be there for sure. Live Nation are bringing them, so I'm going to tell them right now, send me some tickets. And they go on sale this Saturday, September 12th. And it would be great to see everybody down there. Thanks for having me, and Crazy Train, people. Remember.
Right. Awesome. And as always, we'll have this up as a Mark in the Morning
yes.
little bite so you
yep.
can listen to it, as well as in the podcast.
Yep.
So thanks for that.
Yep.
And just a few minutes from now, we've got Todd Donahoe joining us for some sports, and we'll tell you more about that pro football slam with Sam. Right now, we're going to pause for a legal identification.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
It's time once again for Sports with Todd Donahoe, and it's brought to us by the good folks at Frontier Toyota. Howdy, Todd.
Hey, great morning to you guys, and let's start off with a little bit of baseball, because once again, it's the Dodgers beating the Angels 6-4. Clayton Kershaw is on fire. He allowed one earned run last night. Do you realize he's unbeaten since June 27th? 8-0, 0.93 ERA in his last 11 starts with 112 strikeouts. So that's why the Dodgers are 8.5 games up in first place.
Peaking at the right time.
Yeah, and the Angels 5.5 back. And Alex Rodriguez last night hit his 30th home run for the 15th season in his career, tying him with Hank Aaron for the most 30 home run seasons, 15. So that's quite an accomplishment for Alex Rodriguez. Dubious on how he might have achieved it, yeah. but certainly that's quite the accomplishment. Hey, now to the NFL, okay? And, the Jets wide receiver Brandon Marshall said many NFL players, he says he's talked to players not only in his locker room but other locker rooms, believe that race played a role in Tom Brady getting his 4-game suspension lifted. Ooh. He said this in a Showtime interview in the NFL. And he was asked if black players are held to a different standard. He said, quote, absolutely, at times, yes. But now here's the deal. It was the judge who made the decision to lift the suspension, not the NFL. I mean, you know, the NFL and Roger Goodell wanted that 4-game suspension. It was the judge who lifted the suspension on Tom Brady. So is Brandon Marshall saying that Judge Richard Berman is a racist or has a racial bias, I guess, against blacks towards whites? I don't know.
Well, Todd, did you see the story yesterday on ESPN that alleges that this was a make-good call?
Exactly, from Spygate.
Right.
And so it is a tangled web, I think, that Roger Goodell has weaved, and he would do right to remove himself from being the arbiter of penalties and to let, you know, get a group in there that's in charge of penalties and not him. I love this one. The American Gaming Association. That is a Freudian slip.
Uh-huh.
They said this year $95 billion will be waged on college and NFL Damn. Football. Only 4% of that legally. Meaning most of it's like, hey, you know, I'll bet you $20 on whoever is playing the Colts this weekend. And of course, Andy will say,
I'll take that
bet. You know, of course. You know. So, but anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
And the biggest spread this week in NFL games is the Thursday night game, the opener. Steelers at New England. The Patriots are 7-point favorites.
Really?
That's the biggest point spread this weekend. And what a difference that is with college. For instance, USC is a 43-point favorite against Idaho. So you can see the big point spread differences in college. You don't get that so much in the pro. And that's what makes our pro picking contest so good. You got to get those picks in by tomorrow. Go to markinthemorning.com, the
yeah,
website there.
This is a great time to talk about it. It starts tomorrow, because tomorrow, as Todd just said, is the first game of the season. So get your picks in for this week. Now, week one's winners will win tickets to see AC/DC at Dodger Stadium, and they'll have a different prize each week. And then at the end of the season, one of those winners is going to win a 2016 Corolla S Plus from our friends at Frontier Toyota in Valencia. Yeah, nice car.
Nice.
So somebody's going to win a new car for doing this, and everybody's going to have fun. So go to markinthemorning.com and get your picks in. I know Todd and I both have our picks. Gina?
My picks are in.
Her picks
Danny,
are in.
Are
Danny?
Your picks in?
I'm in.
Danny?
Okay.
Danny!
All right.
And the thing is, the point is, it's you're picking them straight up. You don't have to worry about point spreads if you can't pick. Just pick the team you think is going to win. That's fair in the NFL because, again, the point spreads usually aren't that wide.
Hey,
and
Todd.
Don't forget this. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Can I tell you how I picked my teams?
How did you pick your teams?
I followed my heart.
There you go.
I just said, I'm getting a vibe, a strong vibe.
If anybody can get into Gina's heart, you know how she did. But anyway, but also don't forget the Pro Football Slam with Sam is debuting tomorrow at 8:45.
That's right,
well.
Tomorrow.
Okay, college football now. I love this. Mike Bellotti, the former Oregon coach, okay, on ESPN. He's now an ESPN commentator, very well-respected college football mind. He said that Josh Rosen's debut at quarterback was the best ever that he has ever seen for a true freshman. And he said it was, he goes, it just wasn't a good debut. It was off the charts good debut.
Wow.
That's Mike Bellotti. Meanwhile, they've pushed the panic button in Texas. Their coach, head coach Charlie Strong, already demoted his two co-offensive coordinators and raised a new guy up to be the offensive coordinator. This after Texas lost to Notre Dame 38-3. They're panicking.
It was a spectacular loss, though.
It was. And by the way, a record 10 SEC teams are now in the Associated Press Top 25. And the Kansas State band story, we talked about this yesterday, okay? The Kansas State band is paying a $5,000 fine to the Big 12 for its questionable band formation.
Oh, come on.
And the band director is getting suspended for one game. Now, in his defense, I saw that, you know, that they draw up what it's supposed to look like, you know, X's and stuff like that, where they're supposed to be. It did look like the Starship Enterprise when he drew it up on paper. But the way that the band members, got out
assembled.
There.
Executed it.
It was a phallic symbol.
Again,
you know what I mean? So there you go.
As a Jayhawk myself,
yeah, right.
And I don't know what the Enterprise was doing in that particular scenario, but as a Jayhawk, I think this is hilarious, and I think we all need to get a little more sense of humor.
You're right. Well, the Jayhawks certainly took it on that one. There's no question about that. And finally, U.S. Open. Hey, she's on her way. Serena Williams beat Venus Williams. That's right, big sister. 6-2, 1-6, 6-3. It was a good match. I mean, Venus... And they slugged it out, and it wasn't like, big sister rolled over for Serena just because she wanted her to get to the semifinals. So Serena gets to the semifinals trying to get to that.
Did I not say yesterday that Williams would win this? I think you guys owe me.
You did.
You picked him. You always pick them right. Okay. That pick does not count in your NFL picks, your pro football picks this week, though. Okay.
Shucks.
Hey, that does it for sports. Brought to you by Frontier Toyota in Valencia. Go see my good friends Joe Case and Bob Corson. So confident they can deliver the right experience for you. They're putting their names on the line. FrontierToyota.com.
Awesome. And once again, get your picks in. MarkInTheMorning.com is where you go to do that. And I will talk to you. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow for sports at 8:05 and then at 8:45 for the first Pro Football Slam with Sam. Thanks a lot, Todd.
All righty.
All right, then. We've got more memories of Mark in the Morning coming up after this. You are listening to Mark in the Morning.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. Just a moment, I'll connect
Hollywood
you.
Hotel.
We love that.
Well, a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man. I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want.
It's too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
All right, Andy, Gina, it is Hollywood gossip. I'm gonna give you the gist of it. You decide, is it fact? Is it crap? From Star Magazine, they're saying that George Clooney...
When that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing this speech,
a little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed it.
That was good. I liked it.
George Clooney and his brand new wife, Amal, are not getting along, and they are already involved in a nasty $200 million divorce.
Crap. No. You know who's saying that? People who are just jealous that he got married. Well, maybe they're not doing well. Maybe they hate each other. They don't hate each other. They're completely madly in love. Move on with your life.
Well, it's even more simple than I agree with you, but it's even more simple than that, I think. You know, here's an example. God was always portrayed in all literature as perfect, perfect in every way. He knows everything. He sees everything. Everything he does is perfect. Then John Milton comes along and writes Paradise Lost, where, hey, the devil's kind of a complicated character, not just evil, and maybe God's flawed and that kind of thing. This is the thing. They need to tear George Clooney down, or else there's nothing else to talk about with him.
Wait a second.
If he's happy and he's perfect, and then they need to zig the other direction.
Wait. That was the simpler explanation than they're just jealous.
Is there more coffee?
I didn't bring ancient literature.
The underlying principle is more simple. I went around the block for it. But yeah, I think that they just want to dredge up something to talk about because they're unhappy that he's happy.
I love you. You complete me. And I just had...
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
Hollywood gossip, fact or crap. Tom Cruise, 52, and his beloved Church of Scientology have concocted a plan to save his reputation. Quote, Tom is on the hunt for wife number 4. Scientology is going to serve him up one. Fact, crap, or somewhere in between.
That seems fairly factual. I've heard some things.
Yeah. That was pregnant with all sorts of innuendo.
Let's just put it this way. I'd buy it. I could see it happening.
I absolutely think it's true.
You cheating.
Scientology is like a dating game for him, isn't it?
And our final one. Kris Jenner, the momager. And Khloe's former boyfriend or husband, Lamar Odom. The Hollywood gossip is that Kris is knocking boots with Lamar. Fact, crap, or somewhere in between.
I hope that's fact.
If it was anybody else, I'd say bite your tongue. That's crap. But you know what? You just never know with the K, with Family K.
Well, she has been upstaged by Bruce. So this would be an excellent way to get that spotlight back over on her.
Mark, how say you?
I completely agree with Christian. I need it. I want it to be true.
It's great. It's the story of the year.
And I'm not saying that Kris isn't a lovely lady or whatever, but couldn't Lamar kind of, I mean, he's a professional basketball player. Couldn't he kind of have the pick of the litter?
He's a skank.
All right.
What would that show be?
Music. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. Looking to find out what is trending, here's Gina.
Well, Hillary Clinton says she's sorry for using her private email at the U.S. State Department. Jon Stewart made an awesome cameo during Stephen Colbert's debut last night. And a new study says that marijuana users are 45% less likely to fall victim to bladder cancer. The more you know. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, remembering a you hate to hear it that is sure to make your skin crawl. But first, The Pretenders. This is Mark in the Morning.
All right, Gina, before you start your crap, Jackie sent me this.
Uh-oh.
It's time now for...
Oh, no.
You hate... to hear it.
You know what? I'm going to go step outside.
No, you're not. Stay right there.
This is such a good one, Gina. You're going to like it. I hate you. Spread it on your toast.
College student Jessica Greerney recently had to stay awake for a week after a parasite got into her eyeball.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And began chewing through her cornea. The horror began when a splash of tap water landed on one of her contact lenses, and the parasite survived in the area between the lens and the eye. A week later, her eye was swollen to the size of a golf ball. If untreated, the parasite would have eaten its way through her eye and into her spinal cord, paralyzing her or possibly killing her. Fortunately for Greerney, doctors treated her, and every 10 minutes, she had to be wakened to apply the drops needed. She was unable to sleep for 7 days.
What?
Yeah.
A nurse would come into her room throughout the day and the night and wake her up every 10 minutes, hold open her eyes to squirt the droplets in. Even if she did nod off for a few minutes, she would be woken up again for the next round of medication for 7 days, 24/7.
Oh!
What is that? Now, that's 6 times an hour, 24 hours in a day. That's 144 times a day for a week. So, like, they had to put drops in her eyes, like, 1,000 times.
What's the alternative?
Spinal cord injury. I just have a quick question for Jackie.
Yeah.
Hey, Jackie, remember when we were friends? Remember how fun that was?
America's deadliest jobs. There's 4. Do you care to guess?
The deadliest jobs?
If you have this career, you have a higher chance of dying on the job.
All right. I will put deep sea fisherman.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Number 1.
Yeah. They pay you like $30,000 to go out for a weekend because there's a very good chance you're not coming back.
All sorts of, it's industrial machinery, number one.
Yeah,
it's all made out of steel and blades.
And let's put Mark on a dinghy and send him out to the deep sea and just see what happens.
Be redundant.
That's just not happening.
There's that. And then there's all sorts of things that can happen with the sea.
Right.
You know.
I'm not interested. And I don't need the money. All right, 3 more.
All right.
Human firing. Give you a hint.
Lumberjack?
Loggers, yep.
Oh.
How about that?
That's good.
What about ice road trucker?
No.
I'm just going to go through all
this.
We're
just going through reality shows now.
All right, I'll give you the last 2. Number 3, aircraft pilots.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't think they're talking about, like, Delta and US Air. I think they're talking about basically being a pilot.
Let's just assume they're not.
Because it's supposed to be one of the safest modes of travel, is it not?
Yeah, if you're traveling on the big airlines.
Right.
And then 4, a miner. Miners going down in the coal mine.
Yeah, I buy that.
Yeah.
Never good. Just in a minute, you're going to have a chance. Don't call now. It isn't time to call now, but
unless
you're going to have a chance.
Tell a story to Jackie.
Of course. Yeah. If you have a really long, boring joke with a lot of gaps of silence, call Jackie right now, 888-696-1003.
Maybe she'll tell you about her ring. She was just showing me the ring on her finger. That's what you were showing me, right?
Yeah. By the way, it helps if you're drunk, too.
Yes.
Oh, those are my favorite. If you're drunk, call me. I need a laugh.
Everybody remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. All right, let's go to the phones. Jim has called from Placentia. Good morning, Jim.
What's cracking?
The show.
How you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Good, good.
Mm-hmm. How can I help you?
Well, you said to call, so I called you up. She said you want me to describe myself or something. You want me to describe myself?
No, I don't, Jim.
Why not, Mark?
Well, what up, Jim? So how old are you?
I'm 50.
Nice. Has your life been pretty good so far?
Yeah, pretty good. I've been married twice. I'm divorced twice, but, you know, I picked the wrong ones.
Yeah.
I guess you did. The key is in the picking.
Pardon me?
I said the key is in the picking.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what do you do for a living?
Actually, I'm actually disabled. I used to do construction, and I broke my back in '99, and I use a cane, but I'm a pretty good looking guy. I'm 6'6". I got long brown blonde hair and hazel eyes.
Well, which is it, brown or blonde?
Blondish brown.
What wakes you up so early in the morning?
Oh, I'm always awake. I'm always awake. I'm in a lot of pain all the time, so my back gives me problems. So,
well, I'm sorry to hear that, Jim.
It's all good. No problem.
And so, are you enjoying the show?
Oh, yeah. I listen to you guys every day.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Did you used to listen to Mark and Brian?
I was listening to you a few times, but I never really enjoyed your show. Like, I started listening to you when you came to the sound.
I love everything I'm hearing.
I like what I've been hearing, so...
Well, that's a huge compliment.
Yeah,
it means
that's
a great
huge.
Deal.
Yeah.
So, what's great about Placentia?
It's centrally located, and it's pretty. You got the beach not too far away, and you got mountains on the other side, and it's centrally located, and just a good place to be, I guess.
And so do you get around pretty good on your cane?
Actually, I use an electric. I got a 4x4 scooter. It's like really nice.
That sounds like a souped up rascal.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. It's a 4x4 type. It looks like a quad runner.
You could go off sidewalking.
Yeah, I do. I get around.
Well, Jim, listen, really sorry to hear about the back issue, but it sounds like you're not too down about it.
I try and keep a good positive outlook, you know, just leave it in good Lord's hands, and that's all I can do.
Cheering for you, my brother. We appreciate you listening to this radio program.
Right on. I wanted to thank you for the Mellencamp tickets.
You're welcome.
That was really cool, man, and I would really, you know, I hope I see you there.
Well, I don't think I'll make it to a Mellencamp show on account I don't like him. But,
oh, that sucks. You don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing, man. Ever since the Big Daddy album came out, like back in, what was it, 89, I guess?
Right.
He's really gotten good. I mean, some of the stuff he put out lately is really good.
See, Jim, well, then, Jim thought I was lying to him because I told him you didn't like John Mellencamp, and he was like, oh, yes, you did.
I think you're lying, Jackie.
Jim, listen, enjoy the show and look forward to meeting you one day.
Thank you, man.
Oh, Winkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
To my dear Mark in the Morning crew, I am a long, long time 4-hour listener from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Ooh. I am not a morning person, and Mark in the Morning is my coffee. I couldn't function without it. You all bring special something to the show, and I love every minute of it. I enjoy talking to Gina, Andy, and Jackie on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for being so accessible. I went through a very, very difficult time from the year 2000 to 2003. At that time, my husband was diagnosed with lymphoma. Ugh. I had to work, take him back and forth to treatment, and we had 2 kids, ages 3 and 8. So I had to be a mom, a nurse, and a doting wife. Mark and Brian were the only reasons I had to smile during that very difficult time. And after losing my husband in 2003, Mark and Brian were the only reason I ever laughed. I have gotten a chance to thank Brian, but I never have thanked you, Mark. Mark, I don't know if you realize how much sunshine you bring to people's lives. I am so grateful for you and, as you say, your stupidness. If it weren't for you, I just don't know what I would have done. Every day, you, Gina, Andy, Katie, Danny, Jackie, and Mikey bring a joy to our lives that cannot be compared. From deep, deep in my heart, thank you. Nice words.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just kind of have to hear what somebody else has gone through and you realize I got it pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we find ourselves like, oh man, I've got to go and I've got to get that comedy bit and I've got to record it and get it into the this is going to be a pain. and then think about what people are actually doing in real jobs and real crises, and it just seems
ridiculous. And you hear emails like that, and maybe it's just my deep, deep rooted self-deprecation, but I'm thinking, this show is the thing that gets you through the day? Are you sure you don't want to make another decision? It's not too late to make the chicken exit.
We would have tried harder if we knew.
Had we known.
Now, Gina's going to sing. She doesn't know that she's going to sing.
What
she
am
doesn't
I know. Singing?
It's, look, whether you're aware of it, every day that we sit here, when we're in a commercial break or a song playing, I'm listening to Gina, and she has been singing this for 5 days. So now she doesn't know she's going to sing, but she's going to sing. Ladies and gentlemen, the vocal stylings of Miss Gina Grad.
No, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. And it's been a long night here, a long night there, and these long, long legs are damn near everywhere.
Hold up now, you
don't
good.
Hold on.
I will not.
Oh, here we are.
But if you ask,
my favorite part's coming up.
Staying tonight.
What is happening here?
Oh, baby, no, baby. You got me all wrong, baby. My baby already got all my love. And I'm like, oh, no, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. And if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got to bid you adieu to another. I will stay true.
She is from Kansas City, Missouri, and she's a hick.
Kansas, yeah.
Wait, let's do another round. Everybody.
Now better men than me have failed. Drinking from that unholy grail. Now check it out. I got her, and she got me.
Hades clapping.
I leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should. Now I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay true.
Good morning and welcome to KKGO Country.
Mark, this is your fault. You played this song and I haven't gotten it out of my head in weeks.
Well, close it out strong. We've only got a minute left.
Oh, God.
Another, but I probably should. Now I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should. Now I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay true. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should. Now I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should. Now I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay true.
Longest minute I've ever heard.
I gotta take a knee.
Nicely done, Gina.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the vocal stylings of Miss Gina Grad.
Thank you.
And I don't know who had the most fun, Gina singing it or Katie clapping along.
Definitely Katie.
I had such a good time.
I did watching the two of them. That was...
Katie broke a little sweat.
I've been so excited. Let's do that every time.
Okay, just around the corner, Itty Bitty Theater, another piece of class and culture we're going to jam to you. Remain where
show.
You... Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
It is. And I'll tell you what's going to happen this time tomorrow is you're going to be participating in the Football Slam with Sam.
Yes.
And here's the thing. In this next hour, we've got Gina trending, some other fun remembrances from past Mark in the Morning shows. And guess who's going to break his vacation tomorrow just to be a part of this pro football slam?
Oh, Foghorn Leghorn.
That's exactly right.
Oh.
And also Mark.
Oh, sweet.
Mark is going to join us for that tomorrow. We got Sam Farmer from the LA Times. He knows football inside and out. And Todd Donahoe.
Or as my people say, he knows from football.
He knows it. And so you got to get your picks in. If you haven't done it yet, the regular season starts tomorrow night with the Steelers and the Patriots. So you got to get your picks in now for week one of the Pro Football Slam, the Pick'em that we're doing. All of the details at markinthemorning.com. Now, the weekly winner will get some tickets for AC/DC at Dodger Stadium. But at the end of this thing, somebody's going to win a 2016 Corolla S Plus from our buds up at Frontier Toyota in Valencia. So get your picks in. You've got all your picks in?
I got my picks.
You chose by hunkiest players?
Exactly.
That's what I did as well? Wait.
It's probably true.
I admitted that.
Yeah.
Out loud.
That's okay.
All right, more Mark in the Morning coming up in moments. Stick around.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Miss Grant.
Google's same-day and next-day grocery delivery service will be kicking off this year. U2 is set to play four nights in Dublin this November, and an Ohio hospital has successfully separated conjoined twins after a 16-hour surgery. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is CCR.
This is the point in the program where we stuff it in Joe's face that he has a day of work ahead of him, and we're all done
with ours.
He's got the 10 of 10 coming up. Who's on it?
The force of Mark is very strong.
It is strong with this one. That's right.
Great year today. 10 of 10, supported by SoCal Gas. Together we can stay safe around natural gas. Learn how at staygassafe.org. Great 10 of 10 today. The year 1972. 10 Ooh. Great songs. There'll be references to The Godfather and other things I did. Oh, no, I won't be talking about those, will I? 10 of 10 in the moment, no. 1972.
I'll give you a 10 of 10 you can't refuse. All right, tomorrow on the program, you've got Trending with Gina. We'll do a time capsule, and we've got the first edition of the Pro Football Slam with Sam, and one Mark Thompson is going to break his vacation just to participate in this. 8:45.
Yeah, and if you hear splish splashing and slurping, it's because he's in the pool with a margarita doing this segment.
Or something else is going on in the background. But make sure you get your picks in. All of the details if you want to win that 2016 Corolla S Plus from the folks at Frontier Toyota. Go to the soundla.com, or you can go to the markinthemorning.com page as well.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.